This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Drive is live.
Yeah.
That's right. 713-572-4610 to join the conversation over the next 4 hours. You can always text the show. Get to us on YouTube and Twitch as well to watch the show over the next few hours. Happy New Year. Happy 2026 as we get things rolling here. As mentioned, Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee, Colin Neal on the steel wheels. And we got a lot to get to over the next 4 hours. Sheldon Rankins is supposed to be joining us. Hopefully, we expect him in the next, 10, 20 minutes. We'll see.
Might be pretty soon here.
Yeah, as they come off the practice field today, still working on New Year's Day, as you would expect. So we hope to connect with Sheldon Rankins here in the near future. But the big news of the day, other than it being the start of 2026, is that the Astros have signed a pitcher. We'll talk plenty of Texans for the next 4 hours, but we have to start with the Houston Astros and their addition. First off, Happy New Year, Chris. How are you doing?
Luke, I'm doing good, man. Hey, I like the hat there. I like the new addition. I love it. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
I'm festive. If you're watching on YouTube or Twitch,
he's very festive, silly
Happy New Year's hat on that will come off shortly, but I figured why not.
I say you leave it on all show. Yeah? Just go for the gusto. Leave it on all show.
It really fits you, actually.
Yeah, you think so?
You are pulling it off.
Right?
Oh, well, thank
you. That's what I said.
I second that motion.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You can do the Happy New Year festive look. You can do the 1920s gangster
That's
look.
Right.
It all works.
Exactly. True. I didn't think I was the only one that felt that way. Go for it, Luke.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Don't hold back.
Hey, so let's talk. Astros add a new pitcher. Actually, before you guys go, PC, can you please, I'm terrible at names, can you please say this pitcher's name properly on air for us?
Help us out, PC.
Tatsuya Ime.
Okay, Colin, clip that, and then we're going to use that for the next 4 hours.
We'll keep running after 4 hours.
Since you and I will be here tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Tomorrow at 12 o'clock, Bob Nightingale's going to join.
Oh, nice. All right, there we go. I'm excited.
Yeah. Are you ready for that tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
But the Astros sign a pitcher today. Start the 2026 calendar year.
Start it off right.
Yeah, that's right. What are your thoughts? I have all sorts of takeaways, pros and cons. But, Chris, when you heard this news today, how do you come out of it feeling for the Astros with their new addition?
I think I feel the way a lot of fans feel is what took so long to get something done.
Right.
Like, why? Why did we have to wait this long into the offseason? The next year, first day of 2026, this news comes out. It's great. Great addition.
Yeah.
They need more pitching. So we know that. But why did it take so long? That was my thought. Why?
We're going to do the cliched radio bit of New Year's resolutions later on this afternoon before we leave. That was going to be my resolution for the Astros, and one day into the new year, they answered it. But it was like, do something.
That was going to be mine, too.
And I know they added a starting pitcher, last month, but I still need more from the Astros, which is interesting because with this addition, it now puts them right at that luxury tax cap. And this is something I've been on with the Astros for years as they've been reducing payroll these last couple of years, is that you should operate like the big market team you are. I mean, Houston, this has now become the third largest city in the country. We have passed Chicago. Houston is a big market.
Yeah, and you should operate. Here.
Yeah, that's right. And you should operate like, and they all moved out of Chicago too. But you should operate like New York teams, like LA, like the Cubs, and spend money. I don't like this idea of trying to shed payroll when you're the Houston Astros, especially when you've had the success they've had in the past decade. You're not the Pirates. You're not even the Orioles, the White Sox, the Tampa Bay Rays. You're a team in a big market that's had success, and you should spend to maintain that success. So now I'm curious to see, with this addition, are they willing to do anything else this offseason, or is this the big move? Are they willing to go over that tax threshold and pay some additional penalties, or are they like, okay, you know what? We spent our budget this offseason. We got our pitcher. We're good for 2026.
I think you just expressed the sentiment of probably every Astros fan, and let's stop running it like a mom and pop.
Mm-hmm.
And let's spend some money. And not that they have not spent money at times, but not enough, not frequently enough.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, not even to keep their own guys that they've had already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Alex Bregman last year. You know, now I understand there's context to that, obviously, but yeah, spend some money. You just said it, the third largest city in the country now.
Mm-hmm.
Huge market, already was a major market anyway in right. Houston. Can't run it like a mom and pop. Or you shouldn't run it like a mom and pop and expect to continue to have success. Luckily, they've had success the past decade doing it a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you got to switch that up.
Well, then we saw last year, too, take a step back, only 87 wins, no playoffs.
Yeah.
Suddenly you look at the division, it's like, ooh, the Mariners have a better roster. The Rangers won the World Series a couple years ago. The Oakland A's even had some promise last year. Sacramento A's, whatever. Homeless A's had some promise last year, and they have a really good farm system and some young guys coming up. So I was happy to see this move. I just hope this isn't it.
The only move.
Yeah, that this is the big. It's almost like, look, we just had Christmas, and when you would get just like the one big gift, and that would be your only gift because your parents are like, hey, we spent a lot of money. We got you an Xbox. You're not getting anything else. Or we got you a bike, whatever it is. Like, this is the one big gift. And it's great to get that one big gift. But sometimes, you know, on Christmas morning,
you want a little more.
Yeah, you want to unwrap a few different things instead of just one big present. And so that's my concern with these Astros is that, like I said, now they wipe their hands like, we got our guy. Roster's set. We spent our money. We're good. I don't think they're good. I think we still need more additions to this team. So we'll see. Because I like this addition, but I have questions about Ime. You know, I'm cautiously optimistic. But I always worry about, I know he was being referred to earlier as an import, right? When you bring over these pitchers from Japan, I always worry about how they will step into the big leagues here. And the last couple of guys that did it with the Cubs, the Dodgers, they've had success. But but there's always that concern that you just don't know how it's going to translate because it's just a different league. And really, it's a different way of life where...
Outside of just baseball.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
But even within baseball, like they pitch once a week over there. They don't do side sessions.
Yeah.
They don't pitch 200 innings. He has, in his contract, Ime, who just signed with the Astros today, he has, for his contract, the bonuses are for 100 innings. Most guys, it's like if you hit at least 150, if you hit 200, 100 innings, say you make, six innings, say you go six innings an outing on average, that's like 13 starts, right? What is it? 15 starts, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So my point being, I'm excited that they got somebody. A lot of hype around this guy, but I also have a lot of caution that I'm going to use towards this move.
Now that we've seen this move, Luke, do you think, because there's already been talk about maybe a guy like Christian Walker could be moved off of.
Yeah.
Could be traded. Do you think a move like that is coming? Now that we've finally seen a big move as far as the Astros go this offseason, do you see a move like a Christian Walker being moved to another team?
I think they would love that, but I don't know who would be willing to take Christian Walker for his value. You'd almost have to just give him away. And I was somebody who liked that signing to begin with. So, you know, I don't blame the Astros for bringing in Christian Walker. Honestly, my biggest issue, I didn't like the Carlos Correa addition. And I know that's like sacrilege because of his past and everyone loves the, you know, Correa's time here in Houston. Yeah. And it's very nostalgic. But now you have this logjam in the infield. And I think this is probably just me being stubborn. I still think Christian Walker has a higher ceiling this year than Carlos Correa.
Really?
I do. I'm not a Carlos Correa guy. I didn't like the addition. He played better in Houston the second half of the season than he was playing in Minnesota.
Definitely.
But
sometimes a change of scenery does that.
Mm-hmm, especially coming back here.
Yeah.
Somewhere but to me, that was a move for last year. But then you move forward and it's like, okay, now we have this guy, this guy, this guy. Like, we don't have enough spots in the infield. What do you do with Altuve? Do you put him back at second base? Do you DH him? Do you have to put Yordan out in left field? It's a weird roster construction right now for the Astros.
But with as many injuries as they've had the last 2 years, do you think that could be a blessing of sorts that they have so many?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
And I mean, also, it gives you trade chips as well.
It does.
If you want to make that, you know, that type of move, if you find a guy that's out there on the market or that's on the trade block,
yeah,
that you want to go after, you do have pieces, accessible pieces.
Well, that's why I think somebody needs to be moved. I would do it this offseason. I wouldn't go into the season with all these infielders.
You're not gonna wait. You're not gonna wait till April, March, April.
No, because I think it's almost like, you know, I grew up a fan of the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
And I remember they had Shea Hildenbrand, all-star third baseman, and they had a similar situation. And eventually they traded him. I think they did trade him in May. So they took him into the season, traded him when they needed a closer, and they got Byung-Young Kim, who was terrible. But so you could do something like that, sure, and, you know, and try to move him early into the season. Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I wouldn't even, you know, I think there's more value. You don't want one of those guys on the bench or the whole fiasco with forcing Altuve or Yordan to be out in the field. I would just get rid of somebody this offseason and go in kind of with that clean slate for the infield and the roster.
Yeah.
But getting back to Ime and the signing, look, coming to the Astros certainly should benefit him. We know what the Astros can do with pitchers. But again, I would caution folks that this is not like some sort of, you're not getting Gerrit Cole or Justin Verlander. His ERA is projected to be 4.3. in the big leagues. You know, he's a middle to back of the rotation. He's going to pitch once a week, which is another thing I don't like, is the six-man rotation for the Astros or for anybody for that matter, because I want Hunter Brown on the mound as often as possible. And I complained about this all of last season, but I don't like this idea of giving Hunter Brown fewer starts for that six-man rotation if all of the six parts of the rotation aren't worthwhile to put out there anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't like this idea of the six-man rotation. And then he has an opt-out after every year of the contract. So if he does pitch really well this year, it's probably a one-year deal, and he's going to go get a bigger deal somewhere else.
Get a big payday.
Which is fine, but it's just kind of a red flag to me of, A, it's kind of a prove-it deal, but then, B, also he kind of has eyes on the future of, yeah, three-year contract with the Astros, but he had longer contracts available for less money per year. He took as much money as he could get in year one with an opt-out, hoping that I'm going to pitch well and then go get an even bigger contract somewhere else.
It's about them dollars.
Of course.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Which most people are, but that's why, again, I'm using caution here of, for all we know, this might just be a one-year deal. He pitches well this year. Great. It helps the Astros in 2026, but then he's going to bolt to go to the Dodgers or somewhere else for the big contract.
Yeah. I mean, I think that you kind of worry about when you cross that path. Right now, you want to see him come in and be productive. And if he does go elsewhere, then obviously it probably means he had a good year.
Yeah.
To help the Astros.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that's all fans can really hope for right now.
It's true.
Is that they made the right move bringing him in, whether it's a one-year deal or he's here for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. Which is fine, but that's where I'm at, where I like this move. I don't know what the fan reaction is. I'm just cautioning of people seeing this and thinking, like, we got our ace.
Yeah.
No, I think he's a middle-of-the-rotation guy, and if he pitches well, he might be gone after a year because of the opt-out, you know? So
don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, don't get too attached, maybe, right? Yeah. But I think it's a good move for 2026. It's not going to be a Hunter Brown. It's not a Fromber. You didn't just add a Fromber, which, you know, why I still have some concerns with this rotation.
Yeah.
That you got Hunter Brown, and then you got a lot of middle-to-the-back rotation pieces to fill out a six-man rotation now.
Yeah, that's rough.
And the other thing I would say, too, is actions didn't really meet the words. Like, there was a lot of talk. This is my other concern. There was a lot of talk about how great of a prospect this guy is in Ime. And he very well may be. But the talks are about the contract being for, like, $150 million, $200 million. He ends up signing a 3-year deal with a base salary of $18 million a year. Like, it was way off of the expectations.
Yeah.
And according to reports today, the Yankees weren't involved. The Mets weren't involved. The Cubs weren't involved. So now I'm wondering.
You're reading the tea leaves.
Yeah, and it's like.
A little bit.
It's like when you feel great about your girlfriend or something, but then it's like, you know, like you're the only suitor. Nobody else was interested. They didn't find her attractive. And it's like, okay, well, maybe she's not as beautiful as I thought. I don't know. Like, it's when.
Ain't nobody in her DMs like that.
Yeah, right.
Approach to this conversation.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Not taken from my personal life whatsoever at all.
Just,
I don't want
I
that
get
to
it.
Be.
It's just
taken
an example. I got
a certain
understand.
Way. That's a random analogy.
Yeah.
But
it has
a metaphor, but just the idea of even like a car, right? When it's like, well, no one else is interested in it. When there's not other suitors, it makes me worry about that product. And when a lot of teams are not as in on Ime as expected, and he winds up in Houston, it's like, well, wait a minute. I don't know. Maybe we're getting sold a bill of goods here.
So you're going in very skeptical about this.
Yeah, skeptical.
Extremely.
I like the move. But as I just listed, I do have a number of concerns.
Yeah. So his first start, you'll be watching closely.
Oh, absolutely.
I imagine.
All year.
Yeah, definitely all year. But definitely those first couple starts, you'll be watching very close.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to see. You know, because look, I grew up a product, like I said, I was a Red Sox fan, and they got Daisuke Matsuzaka, who was like the biggest name in Japan.
I remember him.
Yeah. He had a great year. He went 18-3 with a 2.9 ERA. He had a great first year, I think, maybe that was his second year, and he was in the Cy Young competition, but then that was about it. And it's like a solid pitcher. Everyone thought he was going to come be this ace. He was nothing close to that outside of that 1 year. So I guess I'm just trying to curb the enthusiasm to reference one of my favorite shows.
Nice, yes.
I think it's a good addition. I don't think it hurts. You need the pitching. He can come here and have some pretty good stuff. Astros do a great job with pitchers. I guess I'm just cautioning the idea that some may see this headline, because I saw a lot of this online, and think like, ooh, next ace. Here's a Cy Young pitcher. I don't think he's that. I think he's that middle to back of the rotation guy.
Okay. Well, it's a big move. I mean, even if just because the Astros hadn't done much during the offseason. It is a big move to bring in another starter here. Again, like you said, not an ace, but a good middle rotation guy.
Yeah, which
hope he can be. Which is still, it's a need. You have a need for that.
Right.
Right already. So, yeah, definitely a good move here, but I think now we just hope that the Astros have another move or two up their sleeve here soon.
You and me both. We'll see. Spring training starts in about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
The winter meetings have already passed.
6 weeks is going to fly by.
It is.
It's not that far away.
Man, but not for me. As someone that really enjoys baseball, it's going to take forever.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised. Time flies.
Time definitely flies.
We're already in 2026.
How about
source?
That?
Can I get a source on that?
Yeah.
Is it the hat?
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I'm going to wear it tomorrow. I'll tell you it's 2027 as well. Astros get the addition today in Ime, and it's an exciting day. Just, I would curb your expectations is my message, I suppose. We'll have Sheldon Rankins coming up when we come back as we talk Texans. Just getting started, Chris Partee alongside Luke Morrow here. Happy New Year. We'll come back with Sheldon Rankins next here on 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.